Burma's military rulers have barred pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi from running in upcoming elections and may force her own political party to expel her. Under a new election law unveiled yesterday, anyone convicted by a court of law is prohibited from joining a political party, making them ineligible to become a candidate. Christian Solidarity Worldwide's East Team leader, Benedict Rogers, has just come back from a fact-finding visit to the Thai-Burmese border. While there, he heard stories of people fleeing attacks by the military regime. We asked him if, in the run-up to the election, the situation had worsened.
Yes, I think it is. It's very clear that there are a variety of opinions about the elections inside the country, and there are some who say that the elections are terrible, but they're better than nothing, and they represent possibly an opening to make some kind of step forward, although they don't have high hopes. But I think everybody agrees, whatever their view of whether they should or shouldn't participate, everybody agrees that the elections will be a complete sham. They're stitched up totally to ensure that the military remains in power. And as you say, we now have the news that very blatantly Aung San Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy will certainly Aung San Suu Kyi will be excluded from the elections, and the NLD will find it extremely difficult to survive.